Hi, this is Kathy Krueger.
And this is Dave Krueger.
Welcome to another edition of Radio Rotary, sponsored by local Rotarians, your friends dedicated to service.
Each week we chat with your neighbors about great things happening in your community and around the world. People sharing ways to improve your life.
And today we'll be talking with Rotarians Mona Staff Gunther and Michelle DeVal about the great work of the Millbrook Rotary Club. Welcome Mona and welcome Michelle. And Michelle, please tell me I pronounced your name correctly.
You did it great. Yeah.
Okay. Wonderful.
Absolutely.
Now, Michelle, you're relatively new to Rotary, I understand, and yet you're already president. That's a great tradition in Rotary. Because the old timers know to step back and say, wait a minute, hold on, I've done that. I don't want to do it again. How long have you been in Rotary, Michelle?
I have been in Rotary for just under 3 years now.
And what's your life been like since you've been a Rotarian?
A little bit busier than normal in a good way. And lots of surprises, pleasant surprises, I think, just, you know, connecting with people through Rotary Club that I would never cross paths with. And so it's really, really great in that way.
That's one of the best things about Rotary. You meet wonderful people around the world. And Mona, you're a veteran. You've been in Rotary a bit.
Well, yeah, I joined in Salisbury Rotary about 2000. And then I moved to Millbrook. I got Shanghai to join the Millbrook in 18. And I've been, you know, there since, ever then. So it's been great.
And the Pleasant Valley Rotary Club, where Kathy and I are members, are great friends of the Millbrook Rotary Club. And we love being invited to your wonderful events. And we appreciate all the help you've given our club and our events. So what have you guys been up to? Why don't you tell us what you've been doing, Michelle and Mona?
Especially this month and upcoming month. You're busy doing something very special. Well, your directory. Start out with that.
I know you were going to say that this month. Well, I'll be happy to start because I always say to my friends, what are you doing? Well, February and March is the Rotary Directory, Business Directory, because that's when I dedicate my morning, noon, and night and whatever to Rotary. It's our 22nd year, and I've been only involved with it since 18, but it's a fabulous directory. And this directory is what funds all the good things our club can do. Without the money that we make from all the wonderful advertisers, we wouldn't be able to do anything.
And if you've been in Dutchess County, you've probably seen the Millbrook Business Directory, which is a beautiful document, glossy. How many pages? 70, 80?
I have it in front of me. It's actually this year, it is about 65 pages. Yeah.
And how many ads, Michelle, do you have in that directory?
And it's color. It's color, which is beautiful. Yeah. And how many ads do you usually have?
Well, about over 100, right?
No, it's about more of 150, 160, so it's a lot. Because we have a lot of small ads, you know, the prices range from 175 from a business ad up to a full page for 850. But, you know, if you have a lot of business people, they're just as happy as a full page. But the full page looks very good in the directory.
It's also a resource, though, for the community, isn't it? You've got lots of good community resource information there for someone new into the area or someone who's been around a while, and you can just grab the business directory and find out all kinds of useful information.
Yeah. The realtors like it because they can have them, and it's nice to hand to new people. And I've also heard that quite a few new people, when they needed landscaping or something, they said, oh, let's look at that Rotary, and they have found people that way.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Because and I know you are wonderful about giving us business directories here in Pleasant Valley to put in our Pleasant Valley library. And I can put them in one day and I swear they're gone within a week after being left in the library because people just eat them up and use them, like you said, as a resource. So
this past year we printed 5,500 and usually I keep them in my breezeway for taking. Right now I think I have 10 left in my breezeway for people to take. It's this year we cleaned out. We might see some in some stores, and if Rotarians need extra to show, I always say to them, I look at if they have 5, steal one. That's all, you know.
Right.
So what's the calendar like? When do you start and when do you distribute them? It must be a multi-month process, I assume.
Well, this year do you want to chime in, Michelle, or no?
No, please.
No, this year we started in February. We start by copying all the ad from last year's Rotary Club, and then Mark at the Millbrook Bank is kind enough to copy it all. And then we have the generic letter that Stacy usually puts together, and we have the labels printed for the envelopes and the letter, and then it's stuffed, and then I usually get it because I usually like to sign for certain people. Mm-hmm. But then we mailed it. We had our we mailed it out the week before Valentine this year, and on Valentine happened to be Wednesday, and we had a great Rotary meeting. Was to kick off and get people excited.
Yeah, I saw that. That was lovely, that meeting.
Yeah, it was good. It was fun.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I think we had our first meeting in December. I think Stacy Mona and I met for the first time to talk about it. So multi-month is right.
It's, yeah. Right.
We started in December, talked about, you know, who our top secret cover is going to be, which we can't share. But
yeah, there's only three of us.
But yes, yeah, so very much, very early in the, we started early this year, which is great.
Well, bottom line, how much money do you generate from this beautiful directory? Or is that a secret?
Well, I don't know. I mean, the Rotarians, we don't need to keep secret. We last year we had a great year, and we grossed over 50,000. And so by the time we get the printing and the paper, that's super expensive, a little over 30,000 we have to give out to all the various good courses that we supply for that.
Very impressive.
Yeah.
So $30,000 is how much money that you make in order to fund the projects that you fund. That is just phenomenal, as far as I'm concerned. I don't know how many other projects actually make that much money that can support so many projects that the Rotary Club does. I have to give a shout out, because we didn't mention this earlier. One of the reasons we're so in love with the Millbrook Club is because you charted the Pleasant Valley Club that Dave
That's
and I
correct.
Belonged to back 40-some years
78,
ago.
78, yes.
Yes, yeah. In 1978.
Back when you were not the Millbrook Rotary Club, you were the Central Dutchess Rotary Club. And you sponsored, I believe, LaGrange and Highland as well.
Yeah, I've been told, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So you have quite the history, I mean, and being the Millbrook Club and then doing what you do is just amazing to me. And the fact that we have kept this close relationship all these years and it's a lovely thing. And that, you know, Michelle, you inviting us to the Millbrook Winery for your many events is lovely. We love those events that you invite us to. Well, it's not just wine and cheese. It's a lovely buffet.
Yeah. We have actually this year, we have decided to set the mingle. We have decided on the date ahead of time. I got a nice date from the winery on the 23rd of October, because we're going to publicize it in the directory and see if we can get more of the advertisers to come, because it's a mingle
Good
for
idea.
The club, but it's also for the directory advertisers to mingle with other people. So.
Good
That's
idea.
Lovely.
Very
okay.
Good.
And speaking of advertisers, we have our sponsors that we need to thank, because without our sponsors, we can't keep our Radio Rotary show going. And we would love to thank NBT Bank, Third Eye Associates, Rise Online Marketing Strategies, Art by Tree at Etsy, and the Rotary Clubs of Brewster, Carmel, Goshen, Highland, Hyde Park, Kingston, Liberty, Millbrook, Nanuet, Greater Newburgh, and New City, New York. And we'll be right back with more Radio Rotary after these important messages, so stay tuned.
Hi, this is Allison, the artist behind Art by Treve on Etsy. I create original landscapes and floral paintings. If you're looking for vibrant artwork to brighten your walls, greeting cards to spread a little joy, and beautiful vinyl stickers to decorate your space, visit etsy.com/shop/artbytreb. That's Art by Treve on Etsy. Bring home something beautiful today.
Hi, this is Tony Marmo from Norman Staffing, and we've been bringing together employers and job seekers since 1980. If you're an employer and have job vacancies, let Norman Staffing help fill them with permanent or temporary workers. We screen, interview, and recommend the best candidates for your company. We make the employment process easier and faster for you. Please call Norman Staffing for your employment needs at 338-9111, 338-9111, or normanstaffing.com.
You're listening to 92.9 and 96.5 WBPM. And there's more of this week's Radio Rotary Show coming up. Ooh.
Hi, I'm Meg Mullins from the Mark Foundation, supporting the Mid-Hudson Addiction Recovery Community. Our mission is prevention of and recovery from substance misuse. Among our projects, we fund scholarships for therapists, transitions from community housing, and the Overdose Awareness Memorial located on the Dutchess County Rail Trail. Visit our website at mark-foundation.org to learn more or to make a donation.
What I'm looking for in a bank is one that's looking out for me, like NBT. I want a relationship and a team that supports me in my dreams. And when life gets challenging, I need a bank that's focused on what matters. Not to mention one that's been top rated by Forbes in trust, customer service, financial advice, and more. That's why when it comes to meeting my banking needs, it's always NBT. Learn more at nbtbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to the Radio Rotary. We are talking with Rotarians Mona Staff Gunther and Michelle Duval of the Millbrook Rotary Club. And they've been talking about the wonderful directory that they put together every year and how much money it has made for their club and what they're going to talk about next. And I believe our president, Michelle, is going to discuss this is how much money this directory makes and all the wonderful projects that this money funds. So Michelle, please, you know, tell us again, just give us a little idea of how you became president, because you've only been in the club for a few years and you have the honor of being the president of the Millbrook Rotary Club. And then, yeah, how much money this directory that we've been talking about, give us a little review about the directory and then what the wonderful projects is that the Millbrook Club does and how this directory funds it.
Sure. Well, I actually joined the Millbrook Rotary Club after the Fall Mingle. So we were just touching on that. We were talking about the Fall Mingle, which is, you know, it's an opportunity for our club to come together and also to chat with and connect with our advertisers and just continue building community in Millbrook. And I was invited shortly after moving to Millbrook by Joyce Heaton, who is a mentor of mine and also a longtime Rotarian as well. And she invited me to the Fall Mingle. And immediately after I joined Rotary Club, and it kind of rolled into becoming a director and then the next year becoming the president-elect. And so I think, you know, coming to Millbrook new with my husband, and I just, Rotary was the perfect opportunity to meet people and also do it with intention and purpose by doing good things in our community and understanding how do you get involved through Rotary. And so, you know, the directory itself, I think Mona said last year we net after, you know, after everything, the logistics that will go into the print and the cost of paper and everything that, you know, we net over $30,000, which goes to so many incredible projects. I know that the Millbrook Rotary Club, long before I've been a part, of course, we have a 51-year rich history as a club, mm-hmm. and longer than I've been alive. And
yeah, you're very young.
I wish I could say that.
All of us do, Mona.
Yeah, we all do, Mona.
And so I know some of the things that have just been such a foundation of our club have been around youth and education. So our club does school supplies every single year to the Millbrook and Weebatuck school districts. And I have heard just in the last 2-3 years that I've been involved, I've heard so many people, you know, just real-time feedback from parents. And, you know, whether it's been, let's say I was at community day at the table and I heard parents coming to me to say how they had multiple kids and they benefited year after year from those school supplies. And so it's really great. We do things like we give dictionaries to third graders, and it's incredible to see that the teachers are using these, you know, real books rather than, you know, in this very digital age. We get to see how our club is continuing that legacy of literacy and putting real hardcover books, whether it's, you know, dictionaries, and the kids are looking up what it means to be a volunteer in the dictionary. And I think that's still really critical to keep that. And we also, you know, Mona, please tell me if I'm missing things, because there's a lot that we do. We give out scholarships every year, which Mona can talk about because she has one that's very personal, I think, to her. And among that, we have a huge, huge focus as a club on food insecurity. That's actually our strategic plan as a club. That's a multi-year plan that we have to really address food insecurity issues in our community and, of course, abroad, but really in our community because we see it in real time as well. This year, we launched the Millbrook Community Refrigerator. We were able to partner with the Millbrook Library, and also the director of the library is a Rotarian as well. So there's so much synergy there. And
that's she was trained at the Pleasant Valley
yes.
Library.
Yeah. That's great. Yes.
Yes, that's why absolutely. She's so good, right?
That's why she's so good, right?
Exactly. And so there's so many projects. Those are just a few to name. We have, of course, Ryla, which there's just so many impressive projects that have to do with youth. And my husband recently started working at the Millbrook School in the last couple of years. So I get to just continually be impressed at how involved our club is with you know, future leaders. And what else am I missing, Mona? I know you've got some more. Yeah,
explain the refrigerator. We did a quick show on that. Courtney, we actually interviewed. But explain the Millbrook, the refrigerator, because that's lovely. I think that's a lovely project.
Absolutely. Well, just to give you a really quick backstory, when our club under Jen Miller, who was the president at that time, she, implemented this strategic plan for our club to really address food insecurity issues. And the first action step that they did was to create a food panel so that we could bring together representatives from different food organizations to share what are the collective needs, what are you looking for, how can our club help? And one of the first things that came about was the Millbrook Community Refrigerator. And our goal was to have a resource where you don't need to fill out any paperwork, you don't have to do anything, but if the library is open and you need fresh food that you can't, anything, fresh vegetables, fruits, things that you just can't get any, most people in need cannot get access to, you can go into the library and take it. But also it's a community resource to instill mutual aid so that our neighbors in the community, including ourselves, anytime you go get a book, if you happen to have, fresh fruits and you want to drop it off, you can do that. So it's a really nice kind of ecosystem of giving and supporting our neighbors in need.
Yeah, literacy and food, two missions of Rotary.
Feed the body and the mind at the same time. Yes. Yeah. Exactly. As we like to say, the Rotary world is vast and there are so many opportunities to help others and to learn and to grow and to cause, make a real impact in the world and to multiply the efforts of what any one person could do alone. I think Rotary is phenomenal in that aspect, not only in our communities, but around the world. So very good.
Mona was going to mention something about a scholarship that was near and dear to her heart. Please.
We do a lot of scholarships, part of that. But I also, with my late husband was, I got him into Rotary when I was in Salisbury, but then we moved here. And he was a great singer and, part of the Grace Church Choir for a long time. And we decided, family, to there is a scholarship in his memory. So the music teacher at the school will decide who is the one that's most qualified and enjoys singing and is also good at it. So it's $500, but $500 is a good start for somebody.
It is.
Yeah.
And
so
Mona, I didn't know that all the years I've known you and I didn't know that. See, you get to learn something new every day.
Yeah.
Now, you haven't mentioned yet, too, that you do youth exchange through the Millbrook Club. Mention that so that we all know about that.
We have this year, we actually have a gal from Spain. And this coming Wednesday, we have a dinner meeting. If you're not doing anything, you could join us. Martina is going to be then talking about her experience in her home, her home country and everything. And she's a delightful girl. And the Vilas heart really taken good care of her. And they were the first host family and she's moved on since, but they have really, they're both Elizabeth and Mark has done a great job and helped her out.
And she's living here for an entire year.
Yeah.
Going to
as
school.
A high school student.
Right. Yeah. What school? And she's going to the Millbrook High School. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. And what year is she? Is she a junior or senior?
Junior?
Yeah. Okay. She's a junior. Okay. We will take a break and come back. And in the last segment, we will talk about New Year's Eve Millbrook, because that's something that the Millbrook Club brought back this year that we took one of our new members to, and she enjoyed it immensely. This is something we've taken our children to for many, many years. So stay tuned for the next segment.
Hi. This is Beth Jones of Third Eye Associates Limited, providing life planning, financial transition planning, and wealth management strategies to help you integrate your life and your money. We are a fee-only registered investment advisory firm with offices in New York City, Washington, D.C., and Red Hook, New York. Contact us to see how you can put Third Eye to work for you, thirdeyeassociates.com, or call us at 845-752-2216.
Hi, I'm Krista Hines, Executive Director of Hudson River Housing, a local nonprofit dedicated to helping communities in the Mid-Hudson Valley thrive. We believe that everyone deserves the opportunity to live in safe and affordable housing. No matter what your housing concern may be, you can count on us for assistance. Maybe you're looking to buy your first home and don't know where to start, or possibly seeking an affordable apartment to rent for you and your family. Or perhaps you found yourself in need of safe and supportive shelter with a compassionate team committed to helping you overcome the challenges of homelessness. We're here to help every step of the way. Please visit us online at hudsonriverhousing.org or call us today at 845-454-5176. Again, that number, 845-454-5176.
You're listening to 92.9 and 96.5 WBPM. And there's more of this week's Radio Rotary Show coming up.
Don't let mental health stigma keep you from living your best life. This is Andrew O'Grady from MHA of Dutchess County, and there is help. Did you know that 25% of the population deal with anxiety or depression? That's a lot of people. You're not alone. If you have the flu, you would call your doctor. Let's start doing the same when it comes to your mental health. It's time to get on the path to mental wellness. Contact Mental Health America of Dutchess County at 845-473-2500. Let us help you live your best life.
We are returning to our discussion here with Rotarians Mona Staff Gunther and Michelle Duval about the great work of the Millbrook Rotary Club. And it's just a delightful conversation because both these ladies are just wonderful Rotarians telling us about the great work that they do in the Millbrook Rotary Club. And we ended our last segment talking about how they were bringing back and did bring back on a short notice, but did a beautiful job because my husband and I were able to attend the New Year's Eve Millbrook again this year. It had been gone for a little bit because of COVID and so forth, but they brought it back and it was lovely. So ladies, pick it up. Tell us how you did it and tell us a little bit about the history.
Sure. Well, I know I mentioned Joyce Heaton. She is who got me into Rotary, and she's also who planted the seed about New Year's Eve Millbrook early on. Actually, over a year before we even started planning, because she said, you know, Michelle, I think you should bring this back. And I had no idea at the time what it entailed. And as I started to look through past years, you know, I got a big box from Joyce of 1 year, I think it was 2016. And this box was everything I needed, you know, and so a fellow Rotarian who joined through the Fall Mingle with me, Ashley Lemke, and I, we started to, you know, have discussions about bringing back New Year's Eve Millbrook, what that would look like if we did it on a much smaller scale. So the history of this event, and Mona, please tell me if I'm missing anything because it's before my time, but I know that the Millbrook Rotary Club would host New Year's Eve Millbrook, and this was for at least over a decade. I want to say it was maybe 13 years that this event ran, and it was a massive production that drew in over 1,500, upwards of 2,000 attendees from all around our area, not just Millbrook, because that's more than the population of Millbrook, I think. But, you know, and it really is a community-driven event, bringing together families and friends to, you know, have this really beautiful night of entertainment and kids activities, adult activities. And it was, you know, ran for about 4 hours in the past and just had so many moving parts and super impressive and exciting. And I know one of the big draws were the buttons. Year after year, people collected these New Year's Eve Millbrook buttons that would light up, and this was your ticket to the event. And so Ashley and I, we thought, you know, we've got to do it. We committed. Everyone is really excited. And they tried in the past. Even the Millbrook Arts Group had started, you know, some members had started to fundraise, but it just, again, I think starting late in the year can be really daunting, but somehow we were able to pull it together. We were able to host a really lovely 2-hour event. We had, you know, really, really great music. We partnered with the Millbrook Arts Group, which is something new that hasn't been done in the past. And I'm just, I'm also in the Millbrook Business Association. And so I had the pleasure of planning things like Community Day and other events. And I, where Rotary Club and the Arts Group were able to partner with. And so I was hoping that this year, when we brought New Year's Eve Millbrook back, we could really make it a very collaborative event and have more help. And so the Arts Group were able to book the musical performances for us, which were really fun at Lyle Church. The Hammerhead Horns had people dancing in the aisles, which was great. And we had a jazz band at Grace Church, which really had the most beautiful acoustics to listen to jazz music. It was really cozy in there. We had a great puppet performance, a kids festival. So there were all of these really great activities happening at these two locations, and also the VFW Post 9008 were able to provide refreshments for us, which was really amazing. And so, you know, the one thing I noticed from the start of the event, as soon as we started setting up, were all of the ideas for the following year, which I guess is kind of how it happens. You think, okay, we're going to do this next year. This is how it's going to grow. And I really like that because we're able to now kind of plan ahead. But it was great to see just the excitement. As soon as we put that first flyer out, businesses were reaching out and saying, how do we get involved? Community volunteers who aren't in Rotary Club were coming out and helping just, you know, work the event. And that was really exciting to see.
The petting zoo we loved, the train, face painting. And we ran into so many old friends. Yes. Yeah, it was
The jazz was great. Yes. Very nice.
It was really great. The friends piece is really funny because we, you know, as I was walking between the venues, I saw kids, little ones, you know, recognizing their friends from class on the street saying, hey, I know you. Yeah. And so it's just really sweet to see that happen on many different levels.
Right. We saw your mayor, Tim Colopy, with whom I worked at IBM. Yeah. And he's an old friend. So he's a fantastic guy. So he was at the train set. I think we saw him.
Yes. Well, Seal Colopy is who she coordinated the entire kids festival.
Oh,
so
did she?
Volunteers. We had a lot of volunteers from the Middlebrook High School who did the face painting. We had balloon artists, but she was able to coordinate that. And, you know, fun fact, Seal is actually going to be joining Rotary Club, Millbrook Rotary Club. So
great.
So what are you
meeting last time?
Fantastic. Great touch points. So
wonderful. Is there any other events that or projects that you guys want to give a shout out to that the Millbrook Club is involved with that we have not had a chance to mention yet? Mona, can you think of anything else that
Michelle said, you know, this we really concentrate on food insecurity, but we donate to all the food banks also, and especially we help the homeowner mission a lot when they need jobs. I mean that, and I know every Rotary Club does because Karamia does a fabulous job, but we do when we can help, you know, and help serve and bring food or whatever is needed. Yeah.
And you help the Pleasant Valley Rotary with our coat drive every year.
Yeah, that's
fine. We appreciate that.
I already have a few collect items in my
closet.
And I'm going to send another email out, you know, when spring is here, you clean your closet. Yeah, dump it in my house. It's fine. And I'll put some bags together.
That's very kind of you.
Yeah.
Because you do. And that's what Rotary Clubs do that are close to each other, is that you do. You coordinate. And you know, you have two clubs, three clubs working together, you get twice as much done. So it works out beneficial for the whole.
I look forward to that event.
We do. We love working with you. So it benefits everybody. So that's what counts. That's the most important thing. Again, you know what we haven't done? Give us when your club meets, where it meets, and how the food is, real quick.
Well, that is a difficult question because we usually meet at the cafe, but now we do that once a month for dinner because they are not serving lunch anymore. So we're looking for another place. We've been at the library sometimes, and so it varies.
It rotates.
It does
rotate.
So it's either the Millbrook Cafe. Right, which is right there on Main Street, right?
Franklin Street.
Yeah. And that's
the last Wednesday of every month. But we're waiting anxiously until the new restaurant is going to open up because they're going to open for lunch and dinner. And I have already put the seed in for the big ho-ha Peter Stephanopoulos. His two nephews are going to run it. And I said, we really want to meet there.
Yeah. And what is the name of the new restaurant?
The two Steffes. Two Steffes.
The two Steffes. Okay. All righty. Well, this is our chance now to thank our sponsors. Radio Rotary is sponsored by Mental Health America of Dutchess County, the Mark Foundation, Norman Staffing, Hudson River Housing, and the Rotary Clubs of New Paltz, Patterson, Pearl River, Pleasant Valley, Poughkeepsie Arlington, Ramapo Valley, Red Hook, Rhinebeck, Southern Ulster, Suffern, Wallkill East, Wappinger Falls, Warwick Valley, and the Rotary E-Club of District 7210. And again, I want to thank Mona, And I want to thank Michelle for being such lovely guests and the Millbrook Rotary Club for everything they do. And for my co-host, Jonah Treebosser, who will be back next week. And thank you, Dave Kruger, for stepping in for Jonah this week. And our production manager, Randy Turner. This is Kathy Kruger. Thank you for tuning in and inviting you to join us next week at this very same time for another edition of Radio Rotary. And don't forget our website. That's RadioRotary.org.